So we have one more question.
Hi, Alexis, it's Lynn.
Hello.
I know intellectually that I need to separate myself from my children and grandchildren, but I have always had and I'm continuing to have a very difficult time. If they're not happy, I cannot be happy. My happiness depends on their being happy. And I know intellectually I need to put a distance. I know I need to see their path as their path. I don't know how to do it.
All right. That's a good one. That's, of course, as we have talked with you privately before, we've talked about the good girl training that you were so good at.
Yes.
You really trained well, right? And the good girl training becomes the good mother training. And the good mother is the one who's devotes and dedicates her life. She's a kind of doormat for her children and her family and so on. And in doing so, she achieves sainthood on a whole nother level. And God loves her, and she's going to be blessed through immortality and blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway, the point is that when you tie your happiness to your children, it happens when they're very, very young. Mm. And when you do have, and you have taken responsibility for their life and for their happiness, mm-hmm. and so on. And then as they get to be adolescents, you try to guide them through that difficult period, and then they get to be adults, even though you don't really, want them to run off and do other stuff and get into trouble out there in the world, they have to do that because, of course, it's their thing. And but you still have that sense of, well, maybe I didn't really fully launch them correctly, or maybe there's more I should do, or
somehow I have the answer.
Yeah, or you have the answer. You have the resources, and somehow or another, that they're not growing up fast enough, or they don't have the information, and from your wisdom you can share it, and all sorts of things. And we would say that actually that you having wisdom to share is beautiful, and is not something to get rid of if they are actually willing to listen, okay? Mm-hmm. If they're not willing to listen, it's really not your place to give them advice, okay? Because once they are 21 and above, then that's pretty much it. Their patterns are set. They've built their whole thing, their whole platform. They've launched, and it's pretty much time for them to find out what in the heck they've created, right, on their own. As all of you have done, you find out what you've created. And then you learn from it, right? So you learn from your mistakes, you learn from your successes, you learn. Right. Now, one of your successes was that they survived. You got them out the door, mm-hmm. right? They're on their own. They're making their choices as adults. They're responsible adults, or they're struggling with that, or whatever they are, but they're doing their thing. Okay. So what you want to do at this point in time, you move to another level, because you move, once motherhood is done or parenthood is done, you move to the vibration or the level of grandparenthood. Mm-hmm. Now, grandparenthood is another level that the ideal grandparent, okay, who is the ideal grandparent according to the extension of the good girl training, then the good mother training, and the good grandmother training, right? The good grandmother training is that grandmother's always there with arms to hold you and support you and give you a toy, right? And when you grow up, grandmother's always there to support your mother and father or whoever and you and give you all toys. It's just somehow that, you know, the grandparent is going to be the indulgent one, right? Mm-hmm. And so they know that you are fully for them. Now, they don't know that with their parents. Grandchildren don't get that with the parents. They get that with the grandparent because they know the grandparent doesn't have to be there. Okay? The grandparent shows up by choice. But the parents are the ones that they do the battle, daily battle with. So as far as grandchildren is concerned, the grandchildren assume that you're totally there for them. And sometimes you get grandchildren having relationships with their, you know, grandparents that they cannot have with their parents. Right?
Yes.
Okay. It's kind of like a polarity. You're always polarized with your parents, but you're on the same side of the polarity with your grandchildren, right? So that there's this kind of connection. And the grandparents' job is to imbue wisdom and to kind of like give you a little extra coddling. And the grandparents are assumed to have more money. So they're assumed to give you more money, okay, and give you more stuff as an adult, okay? So how do you break that, and yet you can maintain that wonderful, you know, emotional, spiritual kind of connection with your children and grandchildren, right? Well, your job is, at this point, stepping into your spiritual path, which is means that your allegiance or your alliance becomes much more with the spiritual aspects of your family instead of the material and even emotional aspects, but the spiritual aspects. And it's also the time for you to connect and plug in to your spiritual family and to convey the wisdoms of, you know, of your learnings, right? Now, to be able to do that, you need not to separate yourself or from your children and grandchildren or deny yourself the experience of being with your children or grandchildren. What you instead have to realize is that you have to do by example what a true spiritual adult is for them. You have to demonstrate it. And one of the demonstrations is that you are not their slave and their servant. You're no longer mother slave, okay? And you're no longer actually, you personally is no longer a, you know, grandmother indulgence person. Okay. Yes, you are fully for them, but you honor them as adults to make their own choices. Now, if your grandchildren are not grown up adults yet, of course, then that's a different matter perhaps. But we would say that you have to set an example of someone who puts your own priorities first.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is really hard for you to do because you so used to, and everybody else expects you to, put all your priorities last after family. You're aspiring to sainthood, right? Okay. That's not how it works. So you've got to demonstrate to them, here's what a spiritual adult looks like. A spiritual adult lives according to her own creed, lives her life as the divine light being that she is. And she will love and she will care, but she will not consider it a duty. She will not consider always having to be available at any time, day or night, for every little tiny emergency. That's her duty, her job. Yes, you'll want to be present for emergencies to help out and so on and so on. But as soon as that's over, you're back into your own, living your own creed. Now, eventually what will happen is that when you really commit yourself to yourself and put yourself at priority, put yourself at number one, eventually, and this is really interesting because this also works with those of you who have clients, eventually the emergencies start to decrease. Why? Because in your reality, you no longer have the need for that to keep pushing your button to say, hello, hello, who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Right? Which identity are you choosing?
Yeah.
All right? You don't have that impetus. You don't have the goad. Right? So if that goat is not there, it actually is beneficial for children and grandchildren so that they basically stay out of trouble more. Isn't that nice? And when they stay out of trouble, you get off easy, right? So you get to enjoy them through the high periods and the high joyous things coming together for maybe a birthday party or this or that or the other. But you don't have to spend all so much time trying to fix things, trying to, you know, coach them through difficulties. All right?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. So that's you have to hold that resonance. And of course the acceptor, list, will work in this case. But you have to trust, too, that you have, that this is where it's going. Anticipate, expect, and know that it's going to the where they're going to do better and better and better in their lives and call on you from emergency reasons, much less, and more call on you for just celebratory ones.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And you just see that happening, okay? We're going to be doing a meditation very shortly. In which you're going to see that happen.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. All right. Because holding your resonance is what gives you in any relationship. Now, we spent almost a whole weekend on this doing the Crafting Great Relationships seminar that we did in San Francisco. And we spent a lot of time on how to hold your resonance in a relationship. If you find you have difficulty keeping yourself in a good space, being able to allow your relationships to get better and better and to open up to better new relationships and so on, of friendships, love, success and money, partnerships, et cetera, you'll want to listen to that seminar. All right? Thank you for that question. And thank all of you who've asked questions, very, very good questions. You see, when you get happy for yourself, it begins to affect your reality around you. It begins to change other factors in the reality. See, you think that your reality is objective. You forget. It's all set up as an illusion for you. So when you own who you are, when you be who you are, and when you hold your resonance in happiness, gratitude, willingness to forgive, you're clear of the past, you're staying in the present, and you're opening to a glorious future, then all the negative things that you've in a sense, have come to expect, seem to diminish and fade, or they become less crazy or less difficult. With the exception of those pivotal life experiences that you chose pretty much before you came here. And they can be things like death of a parent or a child, or in your mate, probably, or being, evicted from your home, you losing your house, just some really big, big difficult changes. Some of these are set up in advance to kind of correct you on your direction, on your journey. And while it's really difficult, if you can stay in the resonance of happiness, you'll find you'll make it through so, so much more beautifully. And therefore your celebration and your ascension will be so much easier. And perhaps even just sooner. Ascension as you live in the body. That's the whole idea. It's for you to get into the true, into your true self, into your true and higher nature while you're here. Now. Okay. All right, so we're going to do a meditation now. Taking what we have discussed and explored and taking it to the next step for you. We will be working with you throughout this meditation, working with your energies to ensure that you are moving along your track of happiness. So in a comfortable position, relaxed, relaxing, just breathing gently, letting go of tension, and not thinking about what you're going to be doing after this meditation is over. Just coming present, being here, just paying attention to your body for the moment, just to relax it. Make sure the feet are relaxed, the hands are relaxed. Make sure that your eyelids are as relaxed as they can be and your eyebrows relaxed. Feel your face relaxed. Eyes closed. And when you close your eyes, it's like a curtain of privacy is drawn around you. So you let yourself relax, and any noises, any sounds that you hear will only assist you in going deeper into relaxation, into a deeper state of being. You're in control at all times. At any point, you may come back and open your eyes, but just be quiet if you choose to do so. But knowing that you're in charge, knowing that we're going into the unknown now, together, know that we are with you, and those who love you are with you. Letting yourself relax, letting yourself sense around you a starry sky. Hundreds, thousands of stars, your friends, points of light, sparks of consciousness, loving you, being with you. They witnessed your choice. And now they're going to help you. And we, as part of them, we, the group that we are, scattered stars around you as well. We and they together are going to help you build a life that is happy. A happy state of being and a happy life. So let yourself once again sense that you're standing, not facing the past this time, but facing the future, returning to that place where you were before in the previous meditation, looking at your future like a path stretched out in front of you. Sense how it's brighter now than it was yesterday. Sense the hope that's sparkling in it. Sense the potential that's there for you. The potential to be completely free. To be you. Now there are certain things that you want in your life, that you desire to have in your life. And it is fine to have many, many things. It's important, however, for you to have things, to allow things, to explore realities, to manifest what you desire, whether tangible or intangible, from the position, from the state of being of the acceptor. So right now, accept. We're offering you an invitation. An invitation to walk into your future to step into your future. And to do that, you need to accept where you are right now. Where you're at right now. Whether you have all the things that you think you want or not. Whether you feel you're complete with this process or that thing or not. Give yourself permission right now as the authority on you that you are. Give yourself permission right now to accompany us. Give yourself permission to be accompanied by those who love you, who've worked with you for years, who are with you every step of the way. And those who call you to themselves, higher self and soul, who call you, you the lesser, the one living the physical life, calling you to the higher planes of consciousness, of existence, to step in the fullness and the wholeness of becoming who you are to be. Who you really are. Accept your life, all the forms that it takes. Whether there are problems with health, money, love, misunderstandings, or whether there are no problems. Where there are only a few concerns here and there. Give yourself permission now to accept it's just right for you at this point of time that is now on the planet. You, the age you are, the gender you are, doing the work that you came to do, you're at the exact appropriate space in that mission right now. With greater opportunities ahead, to find greater fulfillment, always. Always options, always possibilities and potentials. But accept it right now. Do not resist it. Do not complain. Accept. Accept that the divine in you figured out what was right and what was true and brought stuff to you for your growth, for your edification, for your enlightenment, and you're beautifully on the path, on your spiritual path. Accept that you are divine by your very nature. And so now connect. Open. It's like opening the top of your head. Allow the light of the divine, of your higher self, who is between you and the ultimate union with God, Goddess, all that is. Not between you as a deferment or as a distraction, but as a beacon, the direction to go, to be uniquely and fully and completely who you are. Every human being is unique. You are unique, like every snowflake is a little different. You are different. You are unique. And becoming the fullness of your uniqueness is a fulfillment of God, Goddess's plan. Your higher self is the example of that fullness of your uniqueness. Your higher self knows the divine. The higher self knows you. The higher self sends this light down into the top of your head, through your head, through your throat, into your chest, into your heart. This is your heart chakra. You may feel a welling in your chest because this beam of light is filled with so much love. If it is filled with your essence, your true essence, your true spiritual essence. Let this light fill up your heart. Fill up your heart chakra. Fill up your chest. Feel your chest filling with light. This is the grounding above. Grounded in your self. And all the beautiful sparks of light, all of us and all your friends together, all of us send a little beam of light to you. Thousands of little beams of light, like little laser beams. Maybe be very tiny, but they're strong. And we send it to your heart now. Send it to your heart chakra. You're receiving light from thousands of beings who love you. And you sense, rather than see, a shimmer of sparkles of light all around you. And you feel an expansion of light in your chest. You are divine. Your essence is divine. And the light from this heart of yours, radiating in all directions, touching your world. And one beam, a strong beam from your heart, goes down your spine, through your coccyx, out into the ground, to Mother Earth, your love to Mother Earth, grounding to Mother Earth. Mother Earth, who supports you, who gives you everything. All forms come through her, are made up of her substance, of her life. Connecting with her, letting her love you, sending a beam back up to your heart. You are unique. Sense yourself. Sense your uniqueness. You've had a certain frequency that is just yours. If you look at pictures of you as a child, you would feel that frequency if you tuned in. So let yourself tune in to your frequency. All your lifetimes, you hold the same frequency. Yes, you modulate it a bit with personality and things that you do and the ways you behave and all the attitudes and thoughts and stuff that were dumped on you when you were a child and you grew through. But there's a flame within you, an essence of you. Feel that essence of you. The identity of you, the unique you. Just make it up. If you don't find it easy just to sense a particular unique vibratory frequency, just make it up. That there's a flame in your solar plexus, a little flame, beautiful flame, a golden flame. You, your essence, your identity, your true nature throughout all your lifetimes and experiences on every level. This part has been unchanging because it's part of your soul essence, this unique vibration of you. Just put your attention now, your heart being so brightly shining, but just put your attention gently now down into your stomach, into your intestines, down into your solar plexus chakra, above your navel, beneath your ribs. Somewhere in there, there's your gut level knowing of you. Be intimate, be close to you. love you, appreciate you. Your unique gifts and capacities are the icing on the cake, but underneath it all, you're the cake. Feel it. It's not what you do, but who you are. A loving, sentient, divine being. A powerful reality creator. Just kind of float in there. Feel that flame, that golden flame. And now think of one other person that you care about deeply, that you love deeply. A family member, perhaps a pet, a loved one, a spouse. Even if the person has passed over, feel the connection to someone that you have loved and love now. Feel that love for them. And feel that love for you together. Relax. Open up. Let go of any obstacles between you and the love. Between you and them, just clear it all. Just be soul to soul. You and soul, they're in soul. Soul and soul. Connected to this flame within your solar plexus. Now there are things that you want to do in the world. There's a mission that you've come. There's pretty much a path, a spiritual path of awakening and endeavor. And things you want to have change in the world. Things that you want to have impact on. Individually, with maybe a few people, or maybe a lot of people, or maybe with the whole planet. See the planet now. See the whole world filled with all different kinds of people. Some of them are in pain and fighting and suffering, starving. Some of them are empowered. Some of them are in between. Living their lives. The whole bunch of humanity. And feel some love now. Feel your love and compassion for the human race. Everyone's trying to do the best they can under the circumstances that they have. Feel compassion. And now know, too, that for you to have what you want and have everything that you want, or at least to have the intangible states of being that you truly want as a divine being in a physical body, see that it's safe for you to go out into the world, to leave your retreat, to leave your hermitage, to embark upon and enter the world. To be curious about it. What makes people tick. To seek out fun, interesting people to work with, to love, to interact with, to discover and learn with. There are so many for you. Imagine yourself enjoying your life in the world, a spiritual being in the world, sharing your radiance, your presence, your light in the world, doing your work in the world, expressing yourself in the world, creating, manifesting in your world. Sense how, as a happy being, you don't have to pick up all the pain and the sorrow of the world You have compassion. You understand how hard it's been. You've been there. You've spent lifetimes there. You're becoming a beacon of light for the world by becoming your own realized being. Engaging with the world, a positive, safe, loving, happy, adventurous, intriguing, curious, and fun experience. Imagine. Imagine the world being so much fun to get out into and so many interesting people to rub elbows with. Imagine how much fun that can be. Play. Imagine having so much fun. Engaged in the world, now you play in the world. You do fun things. You do some fun things. You learn fun things. You play. You explore possibilities, put them together in new and original and creative ways. To get new vibrations, new colors of life. New intrigues, new possibilities. Play. Feel the lightness, the spontaneity, the freedom. Feel that vibration. Now there are things you want and people you love and places to go and play to do. Trust the divine plan. Feel a sense of just knowing that the universe is kind to you. It's benefic to you. It is aligning stuff with you so that you can learn who you are, that you can celebrate your divinity in your life. Trust that it will all turn out okay. How would you live if you knew that everything was going to turn out really good for you? Everything's going to turn out just great. No matter what. No matter what. What would that feel like? Just to know that. Down in your gut to just know that. Go feel that golden flame again. Right there, your gut level. And feel how, when you're tuned to that golden flame, your life is spectacular, happy, superb. Everything's turning out great because there is an end to the journey. Even though it's an infinite journey, the end that you're looking for, divine union, is inevitable. Inevitable. You are being led in the correct direction. You're being led on your path. Everything that comes to you is helping you in one way or another move forward on your path towards that bliss, towards that ecstasy, towards that oneness and beyond, towards the divine union, towards the expression of you as the God, Goddess you are. Trust the divine plan. It was set up before you came. It's functioning perfectly for you now. And you know that what you think, who you see yourself as being, is what determines how fast you go along this path, how easy it is, or how hard you make it. It's because you must own who you are. The more that you can see of yourself, the more that you can claim of yourself, the better your life goes, the more you will get reinforced that it is a beautiful thing for you. The more magic, the more enchantment you experience, the more you own your divinity, the more you express it into your daily life, the more you integrate it. Feel it now. Feel that. Own who you are. I am. divine by my nature. I am this being who chose to come and have this physical body experience. I may not remember consciously, but I know unconsciously and subconsciously. And I choose to remember consciously more and more. I choose to claim it. If you must, use your imagination. That's fifth dimension. What do they say? Fake it till you make it, then. Pretend you're a divine being. What does that feel like? Feel it. What does it feel like to be a divine being? What if you were 20 feet tall and your auric field was this incredible light magnetism that extended out a quarter of a mile, half a mile or more in every direction? How would you walk down the street? How would you watch TV? How would it be to be divine and really know it? Just pretend. Step into it. Feel it. Now let it sink in. Let us help you and all your friends surrounding you to let it sink in now. You, the divine being, ownership of your mission of self-realization, i.e. knowing who you are, and your global mission of making a difference in the world at this time of major transformation and transcendence from old world to new world. You, at the most exciting place in this whole phase, right now. The divine being who came to do this, came to be here, and he came to have some fun, he came to play, to love, to be close, to be yourself. Now let all this absorb into you. Sit in the silence now for just a moment. In the silence, no matter what sounds are outside of you, just to let yourself sit in the silence within you. The peace within you, the happiness within you. Just sit in it for a while. And we and all your friends are going to help you integrate it into your very beingness. Here we go. And now, with your internal eyes, your eyes of spirit, look at your future now. There's a path ahead of you, leading into the unknown, a glorious unknown, waiting to be explored, discovered, and created by you. A beautiful unknown. Just see that road before you. Maybe it's glowing in gold. Your destiny path. Your true path. See it in front of you. Into the world. Through various dimensions. And on the far end, way up there, way beyond. the union with the divine, home, your home, complete home, your source, where you came from and to where you return, triumphant, celebratory, having discovered who you are, claimed it, and therefore manifested from that place. And all along the road from where you are to that very, very distant end, although the road continues way beyond there, because then you are on God's future. God, Goddess, all that is continuously expanding and growing and moving on their path as well. And out there, here, close to you, further from you in time, on either side of the path, come individuals, come people, come things, come opportunities, portals, shifts, changes, healings, growings, celebrations, and yes, even some sufferings and challenges along the road ahead of you. But it's bright. The road is bright. It glows. There's a glowing path. Your spiritual path is a path of light, glowing golden. Your future. And now we would like to work with you and assist you in bringing into manifestation whatever it is you would like to have for your life. What do you want in your life? First of all, you have chosen to be happy. And we will install more of the frequency of happiness in you. This is a life you want to be grateful for. A lot of gratitude. So let yourself begin to feel the gratitude right now. Grateful for the life that's coming, for the adventures, the intrigues, the discoveries, the explorations, the love, the light, the freedom, the power, the healing that's coming. Feel gratitude in advance as if it's already here, because it is. The future is now. At least the vibration of it is now. Who you are now, the light being that you are, with the choices that you are now in gratitude for them, is the future you're creating. So, you've decided on some things you would like to have in your life. Forms, perhaps. More money, perhaps. More love, more adventure, more success in this or that. More creativity, more enthusiasm, more excitement, more youthfulness and vitality, more energy, more comfort, more empowerment, more wonderful things. In whatever forms that you want them to manifest, the intangibles of them are the celebration of you, the divine being, manifesting through your heart's love, knowing yourself. Now what we're going to do is we're going to work with you and all your friends who are surrounding you. And we're going to put some energy in you. And we're going to do 3 exhales. You can join us if you wish. It might be distracting. It's best for you to focus on what it is you want, what it is you desire, and what the feeling of that is. But we will do 3 breaths. And in these 3 breaths, we and all your friends will integrate these things that you desire into your future track, into your future life track of happiness. So focus on what you want and feel what it feels like to have it already and be feeling gratitude for it. Expect it. It's part of the divine plan. Although it may not show up in exactly the same form you think, but you'll get that feeling. You'll know when it's there. All right, so concentrate on that. Gently, easily. Don't push it. This is not an ego contest for you. Just a love for you. Here we go. Now our breaths may have seemed far away and very quiet, but we were very close to you. We were right up there with you. We were close to your flame, your golden flame. We're close. We're with you in your breath. And now look at your future. Sense your future in any way that's appropriate for you. And feel the depth now of what you are desiring. Feel the depth of feeling it, of experiencing it, of receiving it with gratitude. Feel the happiness of celebration, the joy, the peace, the lightness, the laughter, the fun. There's no ego there. It's all just fun and light and bliss. Just look at that future. Just feel it. Look at it. It's so bright. Maybe you can hardly see it. And at the other end, way over there, is you, the complete, fulfilled you, ready to go home, ready to step into home at the end of this life, whenever that comes. The you who is ready for home. Home is calling you. Your soul, your higher self has been calling you. Come home. And you can see way in your future there. The you who's going home. What a celebration. And so it is. And it is so. So be it. Let yourself return your attention to your body, to your breathing, to your position in your chairs, and gently, gently, gently open your eyes. Coming back into the room, bringing a new vibration with you. Perhaps not a really new one. It's really more you than before. But it's higher. It's lighter. It's freer. Going into the unknown, arm in arm. Call on us any time. We would be very happy to work with you. Call on us at night. We'll come and work with you as you sleep. Very easy to do. You just say, Galaxies, and you feel the starry sky around you. the night sky, perhaps filled with stars. Feel the safety, the love, the support. And let yourself just drift right off to sleep. Or you can make requests of us before you do that. Oh, I'd like you to fix this. Release that. Help me deal with that. And we will do our work with you. We will heal you. We will lift you. We will love you through the night. And when you wake up in the morning, you can be freer, lighter, happier. Remember, don't worry, be happy. Trust the divine plan. There's nothing to worry about. It's all arranged in your favor, right? For your benefit. This whole reality and every person in it, for you. Beautiful you. Glorious you. It has been such a pleasure for us to work with you. Such a joy to work with you. And to see your beautiful lights. We surround you with our light and our love. And we look forward to working with you again at any point in which you call upon us. Farewell.